This is Bird Note. Poet Claire Wamenholm's work focuses on nature and the environment. So when she was at the Ragdale Writers' Residency north of Chicago, it's no surprise she spent a lot of time exploring the outdoors.
It's just a beautiful residency. The buildings back up onto like 50 acres or so of prairie and wetlands. I think it adjoins two nature preserves. The Skokie River runs through it. And walking is like a big part of my poetic practice. And so every day I was taking these long kind of rambles through this like beautiful nature area.
And as she walked around, Claire was listening for birds. But there was something else she was hearing as well.
I was like, what is that noise? Is it like really windy? What is that sound? And I was like, oh, it's the highway. There's like this beautiful, beautiful nature area, and there's a highway right behind it. Highways are something I generally tune out because I live in an urban area. Industry is kind of my ambient soundtrack. But when you're trying deliberately to hear something else, you really notice it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it's always there.
Claire's experience inspired this poem.
You can always hear the highway beneath the eastern Phoebe. It hums alongside the hermit thrush and indigo bunting. It is almost like a river, but it is not a river. It is not outrunnable. There are moments when the marsh wrens die down and the highway fills them like the blood in your ears. There are no real lulls. You could call the highway a zipper because of the way it buzzes above the ruby-crowned kinglet and the willow flycatcher. You could call it a drone or a moan. I have never heard a vesper sparrow or a dark-eyed junco. A chickadee is hatching crisply from its egg. A gray catbird is ripping a millipede from the meadow, but how would you know? The highway's sound is like a strong wind or like a heavy curtain being dragged along the ground. It is louder than the alarm call of any bird, louder than the noise a barn swallow makes when it is being eaten. I may never hear a brown thrasher, a pine warbler, a rose-breasted grosbeak, a common yellowthroat. There are 160,955 miles of highway in America.
You can hear lots more poetry about birds on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill. You're invited to a virtual bird-friendly coffee tasting with Bird Note and Chesapeake Coffee Roasters. Join us on Friday, July 19th, and learn about the flavors and profiles of specially selected coffees and the ways that bird-friendly coffee benefits wildlife. Visit birdnote.org to register today, and we'll send the coffee straight to your door. Space is limited, and sales end Sunday, June 30th. Secure your spot for this unique event at birdnote.org.